APS-C?
Hey, it's Don available.
I believe so, but I'll have to check. May I ask who's calling?
Yeah, we should let him know that Zach from Bank of Cardiff was reaching out to him.
All right. If you'll hold on one moment, I'll see if he's available.
I appreciate it.
All right.
This is Don.
Hey, Don. This is Zach with Bank of Cardiff. How are you?
Oh, tired. How are you doing?
I'm hanging in there. Hanging in there. So I guess there's a little bit of confusion with the bank statements. I'm getting a note back from underwriting saying that the October is from American Power Sports Sales Center. Uh-huh. However, the August and September are from American Power Sports Manufacturing. And they're saying we still need August and September bank statements from the sales entity.
Okay, let me see. That the one account has been shut down because that's the one that we just recently got hacked into.
Gotcha.
And that's the reason. And it was a sweep account. That 7203 is a sweep account that everything was being swept into. Was no activity other than swept into. But that's the one that, as of this past week, that was hacked into when our credit equipment went down, when we had our computer crash. That's uh-huh. when they located it being, you know, being down, you know, had what had happened to it. Somebody had hacked into it, and that's what created, wiped every bit of our operating system out.
Oh, no.
And then we found out that, because it took over a week to get it back up going, so, and had to get software to pull off data off of our hard drive to get
right.
the new system back up. And, but that website was, or that part of it was just, it was a sweep account. It's what it was. It swept into that, the $63.99 account, just automatically swept into it. And, that's all I can tell you about it. I mean, if they can't do it, Zach, I mean, there is no problem because, I've got to, you know, I'm going to make a decision. I've got to, because it's, you know, I can understand them dotting all the I's and crossing all the T's and all
right.
that, but I understand that, but I mean, you got to put yourself in my place. Now we're going on week after week, and it's not
yeah.
progressing in at all. And it's just, you know, and I'm sure they're shopping. I'm sure they are. And but you know, I'm an open book. I mean, like I said, anything with that bank down there, I mm-hmm. give them authorization to talk, speak to the VP or anyone else at that bank and obtain any information they're needing. It just seems like it's one obstacle right after another, no matter what I do.
Right, right. It's just weird. Just I guess the lining everything up correctly is the issue right now. There are no statements for the.
No. That's a sweep account. That's
okay.
just a sweep account. That's all that is.
Okay.
And they know what I'm talking about. There's millions of companies nationwide that have sweep accounts, and there is no statements. There's no anything. It's just a shell of an account that's set up, and it sweeps into it, and then it sweeps. It goes into that account, then swept into the main account to avoid what had happened to us. To avoid that, and it's a good thing we did that
mm-hmm.
because otherwise we'd had problems with it too, like some of the freight companies are having right now because they actually got into some of their accounts. There's a lot of accounts that got hacked into this past week, from what my understanding is.
Okay.
We actually received emails from companies stating that, you know, if we get any emails, we receive any emails from them, do not reply to them. They actually had some of the federal agencies had it tracked it back to it originated from someplace just down south of Nigeria.
That sounds about right, though.
And, I mean, it was unreal what went on.
Yeah.
I mean, and they don't know if that's what happened, you know, with Microsoft, you know, because Microsoft, of course, that their PlayStation is a huge thing for them.
Mm-hmm.
And I understand that a lot of the guys, I don't have time to do that, nor do I have any interest in it, but that they actually had their computers down for 4 days as big as they are.
Really? Wow! And you know, you don't hear about that on your local news sources or any news sources for that matter.
No, there's so much going in. That's what I'm saying. That's why everybody got up in arms with all this email crap going on, because it actually opened up the gateway for some of the big processors here in the United States. And that they got infiltrated with just, you know, like spyware, and they called
mm-hmm.
it spyware, malware, and adware.
Yep. All no good.
Yeah, exactly, because what it does, some of it can actually, from what little I understand about it, they can actually set up a device in there that almost views and relays back to different ones what they want you to see, and right. Then some will go in there and actually modify and change things in there. And if you got a direct send out, like a direct sweep, they'll instruct that sweep account to sweep over to a different account.
Wow, and then they have other stuff that'll monitor your keystrokes as well.
Oh, yeah, exactly. I mean, it's bad. I mean, that's why something has got to happen to secure this stuff a lot more. Otherwise, you're just constantly changing accounts or you're changing your password. It seems to be more useless than what it used to be because they can obtain them so easily.
Yeah, it's actually pretty scary. You know, and I was just looking at something, and all the other bank statements are from American Power Sports Manufacturing on the statements. Is there an August or September for those months?
I don't think so. Let me pull up here and see.
Okay, because that might be able to alleviate this issue.
Let me see if there is. Hang on just a second.
Sure, no problem. Take your time. Don, have you heard any news about any early polling results or anything like that from back east?
No, not yet. I haven't.
No.
Let me see here if I've got some from August and September.
Yes.
Let me see. And that would have been on the
manufacturing.
Let me see what that. I know it more by the account numbers. Is that a 7203 account number?
One sec here. Let's see. Scroll down. So it's the 1162-6399.
Yeah, 6399. Hang on. Yeah, should have them. Yeah, hang on. I know I've got them. Hold on just a second. I can pull them up.
Perfect.
Let me see here. Bear with me. I can shoot them too. You need August and September?
Correct.
All right, let me.
Actually, you know what? I do have those, so that's. I don't know what the issue. I'm trying to. Hold on a second here. Oh. Okay. Well, you know what? I do have those. I'm not sure what their issue is here. This is you see October statement from American Power Sports Sales Center. However, August, September are from American Power Sports Manufacturing. Oh, well, that's just...
Let me pull that one up again and look at that and see.
I don't see where they see the difference, to be honest with you.
Okay, now that the APMC was a sweep account, was set up as a sweep account, and that's the one, like I say, that has actually been, you know, it's been deleted. Me and the bank both, and I know I spent probably the better part of 2.5 hours with them on it for their suggestions with David's suggestions. He said, Don, that would be your best thing to do, he said, because he said there is so much that's been hit. There's bogus things that was hitting that account that of course he knows that account as well or better than I do, and he said I would not keep it active. He said we can set up another sweep account, and he said, and just, you know, delete that account totally, because that's basically all it was. It was just a sweep account. It swept right in from that one into the new one.
Sure. So that's the APSSC account, correct?
Yes,
Okay, I will just relay that back to them. I'm sure they will understand what that means, and I hope they'll get some clarity and we can get an answer for you here in the next hour.
I appreciate it, my friend. I certainly do.
Thanks, Don. We'll get back to you real shortly here.
All right, sir. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye.